David, let's start with you. Tell us about Try to Remember. You are David Stevens, our David Stevens, the writer and director. Tell us a bit about the show.
Well, if you like to laugh, if you like to cry, and you like to think, this is the show for you.
Okay.
It's a story of a life in search of an end. We know how to bring life into this world, but we don't have a graceful passage for ushering it into the next. Multimedia extravaganza, weaving together comic, dramatic scenes, film, dance, slides. You're not going to know what's coming next, and you're going to be on an emotional roller coaster.
Now, you wrote this show as well.
Yes.
And this is kind of based on your own life experience.
It's my family's struggle with dementia.
It was your mom?
It was my mom.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give people the experience of what it's like to discover all of a sudden that your parent has dementia.
Yeah.
Not only from the point of view of the child, but also from the point of view of the parent herself. Most people think, oh, you know, I don't remember where I put my keys the other day. Oh, well, I'm just getting old. That's not a big deal. So there were a lot of little things like that. And they got bigger and bigger and bigger. And some of them are actually pretty funny. All of a sudden, the dishwasher would overflow with mounds of laundry soap. Or my mother would microwave something with tinfoil in it, and the microwave would start exploding. So there were experiences like that, and my mother kept saying, oh, it's the cleaning lady that did that. And so finally flunked her driver's test. But in California, which is where I'm from originally, you take both a written test and then a road test. You don't get to take the road test if you flunk the written one.
Yeah.
So she said, well, I didn't flunk road test, so therefore I can still drive my car. That was a harrowing experience.
Yeah, I imagine so.
A very harrowing experience.
How old were you when all this was going on?
I was in my mid-50s,
and
my mother was in her late 80s, and my father was in the beginning of his 90s.
Yeah.
So there was quite a group of people here who were not really able to manage their lives at that point.
Yeah, and it's tough on you being that age as well, because, you know, like, you're not so much a young man anymore either.
No, and if you have a regular job and you have to be somewhere, you're sunk.
Mm-hmm.
You're also sunk if you don't have a sense of humor.
Because
this disease kills families.
Absolutely. It drags everybody down.
Right.
And if you can't find the humor, if you can't lighten up a moment or just enjoy what's happening, even though it's horrifying, it will destroy you.
So in the play, although the two actors who are wonderful actors, David C. Jones.
Yeah, very good friend of the show.
And Jackie Minns, consummate actors and wonderful dancers.
Yeah.
So they add a lot to this show.
Oh,
they're playing my parents, and they have several costume changes. I never make any costume changes because why bother?
Yeah.
My mother had dementia, you know, she wouldn't notice.
David enjoys his costume changes as well.
He does. And wait till you see him. He has two scenes in which he has his death dances. The first one is to Singing in the Rain. Because that's how he thinks his life is going to end.
Yeah.
And my father actually did decide to take his own life. He thought, my life has been great. I've had a wonderful life. And you know what? I'm just kind of running out of gas. So I think I'll stop taking my diabetes medicine. And he did.
Yeah. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my mother wasn't able to do that.
No.
And this is another really important part of the play, because we have assisted act for dying, which is okay for people who have terminal illnesses like cancer, but not for people with dementia.
Yeah.
Because it presumes you may have changed your mind.
Yeah, that's it. It's got to be your choice.
Right, at the moment.
Yeah, and if you're not able to make that choice.
Because she couldn't speak and make her wishes known. People can do that beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the law says, but well, wait a minute. What if you've changed your mind? You know, and my answer to that is, excuse me. You no longer have a mind to change.
Yeah.
So don't talk to me about changing your mind. This is no way for a person's life to end.
Yeah.
Sitting there, you're incontinent. You can't talk. You can't feed yourself.
Yeah.
And this can go on for
years. And that's also why it's really important, to sort of anticipate that and make sure that your wishes are known while you're still able to express them.
Yes.
You know, living wills and power of attorney. And
which is nice, but if you have dementia, good luck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Before you know, before you get into that realm, like, you know, at when we're at our age, when we're still capable of making those kinds of choices.
Right. But the medical profession isn't going to end your life because you're otherwise healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe your mind is completely gone. But since your body isn't, that's the major criterion. Mm. And there's no quality of life whatsoever left. And we need to start looking at quality of life as the defining characteristic for when we allow people's lives to end, not their general health and well-being.
Wow. Sounds like a terrific and a great theatrical experience.
It
you
is.
Know, you know, like, and being able to tell that story and sharing it with people, it's quite an accomplishment for you to bring it to us.
Well, that's why I wanted to use a multimedia approach, because it's so complex. And so it's really more art performance than it is a play.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a really intriguing show. It's at the PAL Theater, which is in Cole Harbour, and it's part of the Fringe. So you start on the 10th of September. You're not starting the opening weekend, but very soon after. And it's called Try to Remember. Well, David, thank you very much for coming in and sharing that story with us. I hope you have a great run.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right.